through our Q&AZ reporting project, where you ask our reporters questions and we seek answers for you, a listener asked us how Kitty Joe Creek along State Route 87 came to be. So KJZZ's Bridget Dowd took a trip down the rabbit hole of Arizona's strange and sometimes intriguing place names.
Driving along the Beeline Highway toward Payson, you'll see two small signs for Kitty Joe Creek, but passersby would have never known about the landmark were it not for a change in the highway's route about 20 years ago.
When that new highway was built, they had to put the names on. And these surveyors, what they do is they just ask somebody, well, what do you call this and what do you call that?
Arizona historian Marshall Trimble says it's likely that a local dubbed it Kitty Joe Creek and passed it on to the surveyors.
And there's also Kitty Joe Spring and the Kitty Joe Mine and Kitty Joe Canyon. But you won't see signs for those because they're off the highway.
So who was Kitty Joe?
He was a prospector and a miner who had a cabin near the creek that bears his name. And he was one of the infamous old-timers who lived on the mountainside from the late 1800s through the 1930s or so.
Back then, the closest thing to Kitty Joe was a mixed-use gas station, bar, and outhouse in Sunflower, which burned down a few years ago.
Not much else is known about him. No picture of him is known to exist.
But Trimble knows quite a bit about other oddly named spots in Arizona.
We've got names like Total Wreck, Wrong Mountain, No Name Mesa, Mistake Peak, Nothing, and Damn Fino.
Yep, Damn Fino. Can you guess how that happened?
One of the surveyors hollered out to another surveyor, and he said, do you know what this is called? And he yelled back, Damn Fino. And the guy wrote down D-A-M-F-I-N-O, and it's, to this day it's known as Damn Fino.
Last year, I sat down with Bob Bowes-Bell, the executive editor of True West magazine. We were talking about some of Arizona's quirky names, and he told me how the area known as Y got its mark on the map.
There was a Y in the road coming from Ajo to the Mexican border, and they handed in their name as Y. And the post office said, no, you have to have at least three letters. And so they sent back that their answer was Y. And then the clerk picks that up and puts that at the post office. You can't make this stuff up.
And then there's a little place called Nothing.
Anybody who's gone to Las Vegas is going to drive right by Nothing.
That's Dusty Bowling, an Arizona native and children's book author. She's spent a lot of time in the lesser-known corners of the state and bases all her kids' books on places in Arizona.
I've stopped there and taken a picture underneath the Nothing sign. Like, the name is for real. There's nothing there. It's just surrounded by desert. It almost feels like it was a joke at one point.
In its heyday, Nothing topped out at a population of 4, and there wasn't much to see but a gas station and a small convenience store. Founded in 1977, the little town showcased a sign that said the town's citizens had faith in Nothing, hoped for Nothing, and worked at Nothing for Nothing. Here's Marshall Trimble again.
The guy that owned the saloon, which was called the Ain't Much, he was the mayor of the town. The people came in were just the drifters living out in the hills, cowboys and ranchers and such.
Over time, the place was abandoned and partially burned down. Trimble drove past it and took pictures of it over the years. But in the early 2000s, he noticed something different.
The bar was gone, and they were selling pizza.
Pizza in the middle of nowhere. A new owner was attempting to revive the place by selling slices made in a portable oven.
And I thought, who sold this guy on an idea of opening up a pizza stand? It respectfully couldn't be called a parlor.
The new establishment didn't last long, and the tourist stop slowly crumbled back into the desert. But I couldn't resist driving out there myself to see what was left of it. It's basically an old shack that's covered in graffiti. And then there is a sign that says Nothing that's just barely hanging on up there. Some people weren't sure if there still was a sign when I was talking to them, so nice to see that. Bell says he used to drive through the area all the time as a kid and was sad to see it bite the dust.
It's really shocking how quickly nature reclaims something when people leave. We think that there's going to be all these structures we've built and all these signs and everything, and boy, it just really fades quickly. Back into nothing.
For KJZZ News, I'm Bridget Dowd, reporting from the middle of nothing.